Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And Maureen is here. Good morning, Maureen.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Maureen.
Morning, Maureen. What's Maureen. Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome.
What's going on this morning, Maureen?
Well, I'm wondering y'all's opinion on something.
Well, we have opinions.
We have lots of them.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm right on this. So y'all just give me your honest opinion. So,
okay.
I'm about to have a baby.
I agree. Oh, that's not what you... I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
I'm about to have a baby, and it's going to be my first baby.
Okay.
And
congrats.
Thank you so much. And I really want my husband to take paternity leave and to be there with me and the baby for a few weeks, you know.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to do it.
How much time do you want him to take off for your, like, paternity leave? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say, like, at least 3 weeks.
Oh, wow, okay. How long is, like, typical paternity leave?
I don't know. I don't know anyone who's ever taken paternity leave.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought that was a thing.
I thought that was, that's like a thing you see in, like, on the Hallmark Channel and girly movies and stuff like that.
I mean, it's a thing
that's
done in modern parenting now.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
All right, let's call, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Paul.
All right, let's call Paul and find out why he doesn't want to take 3 weeks off of work.
Call Paul.
Call,
sorry,
Marine.
Everybody's names are rhyming.
Yeah, they are.
Yo, this is Paul.
Oh, Paul. Yo, how's it going, man?
Yo, Paul.
Good. What's up?
Nothing. We were just hanging out, having some coffee, talking to Maureen about the baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Paul, do you know who this is?
You sound like I know you.
Oh.
We get along so well already.
Paul, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Paul.
And also, Maureen is here. We weren't joking about that.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Oh.
Hey, honey. Hey.
So, Paul, Maureen told us that you, or she wants you to take some paternity leave off once she has the baby, and you're not down with that. Is that true?
No, I'm totally down with it. I'm gonna definitely take a few days, and you know, I'll be there with grabbing a leg or whatever I need to do.
But what? What?
I'll be there right in the room. You know,
No. We get when the baby's born. I guess afterwards, she wants you to take extended paternity leave. She wants you to take like 3 weeks off of. 3 weeks off of your job.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that does seem excessive.
I'm gonna
be
there.
You can.
Like massaging, and I'll be there to you know rub your feet and stuff. And
what? Are you ridiculous? No, that's not what it's about. It's not like I'm some prima donna who needs my feet rubbed. It's about us bonding as a family. It's about you know the first 3 weeks are really hard. And just, like, being together with the baby.
First baby and experiencing it.
Yeah, it's our first baby. And, like...
The bottom line is, I can't go into my boss and say, I need 3 weeks for a baby. I mean, I'm not having the baby. We're having the baby, you know. So, I can't... He's going to laugh in my face.
Yeah. No, yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
You want me to quit?
I didn't want him to quit. I just wanted him to be there for a little bit once the baby got.
Yeah, three weeks, paternity leave. 340-9595. Is that actually a thing that guys should do, or should he just, like, go back to work? Tristan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great, Tristan. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
I think she's being a little bit needy. I'm sorry. I have three girls, and my husband has never been around for any of them. And our second, well, our first daughter together, he actually went to Afghanistan for a year when she was 3 days old.
Just for kicks, or was he in the military?
No, actually, you know what? I would kind of say for kicks. He kind of likes that crap. he was a private contractor, and he decided he was going to go while we were pregnant. And then, of course, as our luck goes, he had to go right after we had her. So yeah. He was like, I don't get to stay. I can't say, hey, let me have a couple, you know, more months. Let me have this with my kid. They were like, nope, you're coming now. We need you.
No, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. When my first baby, when my son, we'll call him, was born, I planned to take vacation. So I just like factored it into my vacation days. And I think he was born on like a Wednesday maybe. So I took like, you know, the next couple days. Mm-hmm. And then by Monday I was back at work.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's how it should go. I'm sorry. I've never had maternity leave. I've had my kid. I do a little bit of a few days, right. And I'm like, all right, back to work.
If you have the time, why would you not take it? Like, that's what I don't understand.
I mean, I also have the luxury of being home by noon.
Well, that's a different story. You did that. If you were gone all day, your wife probably wouldn't want you to
I don't think we offer paternity leave. Hey, thanks for your call, by the way. I don't think we offer paternity leave.
We
here,
don't?
Do we? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just saying, if you have it and your wife wants you to be home for at least like a week, why would you not do that?
Justin, call Amy in HR and see if we offer paternity leave. 340-9595. Lisa from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Lisa?
I wanted to say, you know, whenever we had our first baby, I think one of the key factors is sanity. I think it's healthy for everybody that, you know, one person which is obviously the mother, because she's probably the one feeding whatever, but she needs to be around the clock. And then the dad, you know, I feel that they should have a normal routine, go to work. And then whenever they get off work, they should be helping. They should be making sure that everything's good. You know, if they have family, I think people are going to be coming and seeing the baby throughout the week and throughout. And, you know, he's willing to take a few days. I think that he's doing his part, especially it sounds like he's very committed. And, you know, whenever he gets home, you'll learn the different techniques that the doctors will teach you about bonding and stuff. Because, yeah, right. Bonding as a family is great. But, you know, that shouldn't have – I mean, I don't think you need three solid weeks. Unless, of course, work's giving it to you, I would talk to HR. And, I mean, good gosh, if it's just sitting there, then, of course, take it.
Right, that's
weeks,
what I'm saying. If you have it and it's free days, then, why would you not?
But depending on your job, too, like 3 weeks off, you could lose a lot of, like,
yeah,
you got to go back and make up the work afterwards,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, not our jobs, but
no,
most
not our
jobs.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah, regular jobs, you have to, like, do work.
Right.
Here we just show back up. Hey, Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. What did you want to say, Justin?
Well, I just wanted to say that when my, you know, first off, the FMLA protects him if he wants to take 3 weeks off. I mean, that's required by law that his employer allows him to take the time off. And two, you know, when I had my firstborn, I took a week off. I would have taken more, but I couldn't afford to be out of work for much longer than that.
Right.
And the second time when I had a lot of paid vacation stayed up for my secondborn, I took 2 full weeks off, like 2.5 weeks off, and you know, I mean, it's not unheard of to take time off when your child's born.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially as a first-time mom, I would want someone to be there with me because you really don't know exactly what you're doing yet.
Wasn't that, you said you took vacation, though, so that cut into your vacation days.
Oh, yeah, that's what I had saved up the vacation days for the second born.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have, like, specific paternity leave for that baby.
Well, not paid, no, but the law protects you. I mean, you can take, I don't know if it's 3 or 6 weeks, but you can take off time for work to, you know, spend with your family.
I don't think any dude needs to take off 6 weeks from work. That would be.
Yeah, well, 6 weeks would be a little bit much.
Yeah, that's a little insane.
It might not be paid, but, you know, if you have vacation, it would be paid. But
that's true.
You are protected by law to take the time off.
All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
If it's not paid, though, don't do it.
If it's not paid, you better.
You need the money if
you're
having
a baby. Get your ass to work, man. Those babies ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Brittany from St. Augustine, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, great, Brittany. What do you want to say?
On the guy side, basically, there's not really many jobs that very offer, like, maternity leave for mothers half the time. So why not keep one leave spouse to keep working?
Yeah. And I think, you know what it is? Like, I remember when I came home, my wife was like, great, now I can nap. So I would like watch the baby and she would nap, and then I would leave for work and she would watch the baby, and it was almost, you know, like it was like a swing shift.
Yeah, but it's like different with you because your hours, you get off at noon, you're home with the baby. You know, that's not most people's jobs. I feel like that's different.
I worked at a call center when I was pregnant with my first child, and I took a month off of work. My husband couldn't work, had to work. Yeah. Sorry. And then now I'm pregnant with our second child, and I'm going to take time off. He's going to work solid straight through.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, and you probably enjoy the time alone with your baby where you don't want some man in your face, you know, telling you what to do and smelling and pooting and stuff, you know, like whatever dudes do.
I mean, what kind of dudes are you like talking about?
Like normal dudes, you know, just being in the way.
Okay.
You just want to go and
hopefully
hang with
you're
your
with
baby.
Somebody that wants to help you and not just be annoying.
No. I mean, I'm sure my wife after a week would be like, can't you just go back to work? All right. Well, look, Maureen, a lot of people saying, hey, let him take a couple days, use some vacation time. He doesn't need to be there for 3 weeks. That's, you know, that seems excessive. That seems like, especially since the baby doesn't do anything the first like year of his life anyway.
I think that's just sad, you know, that our society is like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Having to make all that money and stuff so that the baby can eat. All right, well, listen, you guys, when's the baby due?
In a month and a half.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
You know, and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the last place my wife wanted me when she had the baby was at home.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame her.
I would come home at noon anyway. She'd be like, why are you here? She still does that.
I bet.
Kids are like 10 and 11.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.